get to the Tua thing. Also, whether or not this is, I hate doing it already. It just seems like such a throwaway garbage thing to ask, but I have to do it. Whether or not this is a must-win game for Nathan when he comes on at 9 o'clock. Is it a must-win? Week two.
God, yeah, I said no, God. And especially because of the games after it. The three games after it are so winnable, and unless you get blown out this week, you should be favored in all those games.
It's just done so much, and we've done it before. And I hate to be all artsy about it, but it's like, we might as well just do Mount Rushmore Radio. Who's your Mount Rushmore? I'm excited about this. I oversold it, and I'm sorry, because it puts pressure on you, and you do not like this type of pressure of me putting something on you. Lima, ladies and gentlemen, has a take about music. And I got very excited because you never... Lima didn't listen to music like we listen to music. Like, Mitch likes music, you can tell. Owen plays music at an arena. Owen obviously loves music. I, big music guy.
Now, I did listen to all rap and R&B growing up.
Okay, but you never reference it because you were like, I was listening to sports talk radio. So there's like no real... I don't get any passion from you about it. There's no passion. So you brought up Kendrick Lamar at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. What did you want to get off your chest about Kendrick Lamar at the halftime show of the Super Bowl?
Well, I figured immediately that it was going to get crushed by so many different areas of society because I just don't think he's the crossover, even though he did do a song with Taylor Swift. He's not the crossover artist that they normally go with. Right? I mean, the Super Bowl has always been, for the most part, and there are some one-offs here and there. They go with, Safe or, for various demographics.
Okay. And he is...
I mean, that's someone like Usher.
I assumed he was Safe. We play a song by Kendrick Lamar.
I mean, he has pop songs.
I don't think he's as safe as some others.
Yeah, he has a bunch of pops that made it in the pop charts.
And he has a bunch of collaborations with The Weeknd, with Taylor Swift, with Maroon 5. Like, there's opportunities there to maybe
for the crossover.
Yeah, to feature other artists.
But that's the only way they can build this up to make sure the most amount of people stick with the halftime show, right? They have to tease, could Taylor Swift show up?
Yeah.
Could Maroon 5, you know what I mean?
Well, Kendrick Lamar's not a big enough star to draw the general public.
Well, he's a massive star, don't get me wrong.
Should that work?
But I don't think he's got the crossover appeal that so many of the other artists...
Well, and the reason that he's in the forefront of culture right now is for a reason that is not very radio friendly. Although I have heard the song on the biggest one, on the radio recently.
What is the reason?
The feud.
Is this the thing with Drake?
The feud, yeah.
Could I sound any whiter? Could I sound any older? My Lord. So the thing with Drake is the reason he's a... They didn't put him in the Super Bowl halftime show because of the argument with Drake, though.
I don't know.
I do think they're trying to capitalize a little bit off of it.
This was one of the biggest rap beefs since maybe like Tupac versus Biggie, so I think they were trying to like...
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is biggest since Tupac and Biggie.
It's like the first one of the social media age, for sure.
Well, I'll be dipped. Okay. I didn't realize he was saying all these nasty things about everybody out there.
Well, Mitch, you want to inform
him? Well, I remember what Tupac was singing about Biggie back in the day, about him and his wife. I remember that.
This seemed even crueler. Well, this seemed even pettier.
In the most responsible way, can you describe this, being responsible?
Yeah, so the whole thing started last year when Kendrick went after a song that J. Cole made in which he referenced Drake, Kendrick, and himself as the big three of rap, and then that just was like throwing the grenade in the room just to let out all these beefs between the three rappers. J. Cole got out of it early, apologized for the whole thing, and just, got out of it. Then Drake released a couple of songs against Kendrick. One of them had Tupac's voice on there via AI, which the family did not like. Kendrick then released a couple of songs. Then Drake released Family Matters, which was seen to be like the big, I got you. And then Kendrick, 20 minutes after that song was released, released a song called Meet the Grams, which went in on some personal stuff, allegedly, in Drake's life. And then the next day, Kendrick released Not Like Us, which is arguably the biggest song of the summer, not made by Sabrina Carpenter.
When did Mitch become the source? Oh my gosh. Well done, Mitch. Good job. Hey, I'm serious. Good job.
Thank you. That was 15 minutes of Wikipedia.
Thank you. See, you shouldn't even have said that. I thought you were the authority on hip hop here.
I mean, I know what happened here, but I had to chronicle months worth of stuff.
Well, you just take your things and go. Take your things and leave the station.
Right.
But take the compliments. Take the compliments.
I was blown away. That was pretty good.
I was blown away too, and then he completely ruined it. So I thought he was a mainstream star just because I know I've heard that guy singing in the pregame at our football games.
Yeah. He's very big on pregame warm-up music. Yes, for people in our communities.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
That's probably where you've heard him.
I never heard no cussing in them songs.
Well, yeah, because you probably got the family-friendly versions of those things.
Well, I surely hope so, yes.
I mean, I do go to games, especially because now we do it in travel baseball. They all have the giant speakers on wheels that they play pregame music in, and some teams that we face do not give you the edited versions, and you hear it all.
Uh-oh.
But he has a lot of stuff that has been edited for radio, and even more stuff that has not been edited for radio.
So you are excited about this, or are you just ambivalent?
I'm not as excited as I was for Usher or Rihanna or in recent years. The Weeknd, I thought, was sensational. I thought The Weeknd was really good.
Did he get out of that maze yet?
I mean, that's one of the great memes, right? Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga. I'm just going back now.
Lady Gaga was amazing.
In 2016, they had Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars.
I understand your crossover appeal thoughts. Because this, to me, has
the least crossover of all of those that I just read.
When I need to know about things like this and wonder, where should I stand on it? I turn to my Facebook, which is not very crossover appealish. No. It's the people that I grew up with in a very small town.
And who get your politics from?
Well, not anymore. You know, I went away from that. I'm not like Ken. I don't keep my politics for politics.
Why am I catching any of this? It's hot potato right now, right?
It got lobbed at me, and you're getting it now. It's your turn, buddy.
Welcome to my world.
But instantly when I go there and I go, I'm not even watching this year. I go, okay, they probably did it right. They probably got something because there's a very
if you're 50,
narrow-minded thought path.
Let's be honest. If you're 55 years old and white, are you watching this?
No. You know who is? My 18-year-old, my 17-year-old, my 15-year-old, my 14-year-old. Those people are in on it right now. They're very excited for this.
Now, I guess I'd say
if you're 38-year-old white, I'm going to watch it.
White.
Yeah, you sound...
I'm very open-minded to this. I guess I'd go back, though. If you were 55 and white, Usher, I mean, my sister loves Usher. She's 53.
55 and white also means that Usher was, when you were a teen or in your early 20s, Usher was playing in the club when you were there. You were not in the club anymore.
By the way, Rihanna, 2023. 2022 was Eminem, and they had Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige. Yeah, that's a crossover.
We might as well just call
that everybody.
Owen's warm-up mix in 98.
Yeah, kept that's it percolating. In 2020, Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, and that had to be down in Miami, right? That made sense for that.
What year was that?
2020.
You want to take that to rock your world before we get to the Tua thing? Speaking of Miami?
That was in Miami.
I think Jennifer Lopez is wildly overrated.
Like her music or her persona?
Everything.
Her embodiment?
Everything.
As an actress?
Everything. Name it. I think she's overrated. Every guy my age, all you guys just want to sit there and drink her bathwater. And I'm like, I don't see it. I never got it. It doesn't matter to me. The music, the acting, whatever it might be, don't care. Haven't cared. It's nice to get that off my chest. Never a once.
Why? I've never heard you.
Like,
say
I go over
this.
My buddy's houses when I was a kid, and there's always a Jennifer Lawrence poster, or something like that, and it was just eating out of her hand. I'm just sitting there going, I don't get it. I don't get it. Whatever. I know I'm in the minority. Just saying it. I feel it, and I felt better getting it off my chest. Speaking of Miami, to a scary situation yesterday. Mike McDaniel spoke about that scary situation, how he was feeling about it. The Dolphins got throttled in this football game, but Tua, not feeling, obviously, up to snuff after this, was able to walk off under his own power. But Mike McDaniel was talking about a scary situation where Tua sustained yet another concussion.
My thought was concern, and I was just worried about my guy. So it's yeah, not something that you ever want to be a part of. You know, you hope not to.
How do you cross the retirement bridge with a young player who is currently 26 years old and has that much money left on his contract? Or do you say, you know what? He's a grown man. He's a taxpayer. I got a butt out of this.
Well, especially because we let boxers and MMA athletes go and go and go and go until they're just not good anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we don't seem to care about them. I brought up the example of Mike Tyson, who's going to be fighting.
But I think more people
wearing headgear, but
it's odd though. I think with now social media and a couple of people that really want to dive in, I think we care more about personalities than we have for a very long time. Like before, it was only the good stuff. Now you get the mix of the good and the bad because we know more about each other than we've ever known in the past.
That's true, but they also make so much more money that I wonder if the result of that, fans going, well, they make all that money. I mean, I would put my head on the line for that much money.
Would you put your head on the line for that much money?
That's the thing. They wouldn't want their kids to do it, but they would say it for themselves. If they could make $200 million, what was the contract that Tua just signed?
He had 167 guaranteed, 212, but up to 221.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just talking about money you'll never see.
I think in many ways, I think people can understand. Like, yeah, he's 26, probably shouldn't be out there after like three more concussions, but you know, make the money while you can, go out there, and they don't really identify with them nearly as much.
Well, you just hit on some. Would I tell my own son if he was a 26-year-old man?
Especially if he's paying for your house and your car.
Well, that's, you know, once you're in a man's power, you must do as he bids you. And it doesn't matter if that man is related to you. Can I suggest it?
Sure.
Can I tell you, can I think about that more when we come back?
Kenny, we're just talking here. Because that was serious last night. And I immediately thought, what's Denzel Ward thinking when he's watching that? He's had two more confirmed concussions than Tua.